Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Cyberspace, the final frontier. This is a mini-episode of the podcast Tancast. It's 10-minute or so mission to get Tim, Noah, and special guest Jeff in a car outside of Red Lobster to jibber-jabber about inane crap, use inappropriate language, and use this link noise
HJs!
To indicate there's a link in the show notes. And now it's time to boldly go where no one has a desire to go.
Doing the intro music for 10.
That was fantastic. You should just have him do that from now on.
It's fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
Crack a window.
No. Let's get it steamy.
We did that already. There was an episode called We're Fogging Up the Windows, Noah. Because well, I said that.
How am I supposed to know that? I don't listen to stupid podcasts.
Well, I thought you subscribed to the feed. It's in the title. By the way, welcome to Tancast.
Hi.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Were you not sure for a second?
I forgot what order we were going to do it in.
I'm Jeff, the G in guest.
Yay!
Yay, he's back!
And there goes Mark Twain.
Whoa.
Or Colonel Sanders, I don't know.
If you'd seen the mustache.
I'll be Mark Twain?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be trying to eat somebody's brains?
What?
Zombie.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I was like, wait, Mark Twain is something I don't know about him?
Mark Brains.
I like eat brains.
I was like, I realized midway through I don't do a good Mark Twain impression, so it was Mark Bane.
Mark Bane?
I like it.
HJs!
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
What's some Mark Twain quotes that you can do in Bane's voice? Come on. Do you know any?
Fucking Mark Twain. I don't know any Mark Twain.
You know any Mark Twain quotes?
Absolutely not.
Nigger Jim.
Well, that reminds me of a joke I told you a while back.
Oh dear.
On Twitter. No.
Knock knock, who's there?
Nigga! A dirty, dirty nigga!
Get it?
Oh, dear. What does a vegetarian zombie eat?
Gray.
Yeah, we did that on the show, didn't we?
I think we did.
Oh,
yeah.
You did? Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, you don't remember it?
Hey, Tancast audience. Tim just called Jeff an asshole. By the way, Jeff hasn't seen any movies.
Shut up. I have seen movies.
None of the good ones. I don't know why I'm holding my hand in my mouth.
Like, are you trying to hold that back, the voice back from the rest of us? Because we can still hear you. Are you trying to amplify it?
Now you can hear me!
If I put my hand over my mouth, they won't hear me.
What? Did Noah say something? I couldn't tell.
Anyway. Just because I haven't seen Superman 3 or...
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
I've seen the first one and not the others. And only once.
Or Brokeback Mountain.
No one's seen Brokeback Mountain.
How could you only watch Back to the Future once? That movie... I saw that movie seven times in theater.
I saw it when I was a kid and I was like, meh.
Meh!
And then I just never bothered to watch it again.
You piece of shit. Oh, so you started asking me something about the blog.
Did I?
Yeah. The whole reason we got on this was the Back to the Future Leia Thompson blog.
HJs!
Oh, I already... Because I asked you about...
The Marlins.
Yeah, the whole...
Oh, yes!
Yeah, you said that there's no Miami baseball team, but there has been for 20 years.
Whatever. 20 years?
20 years, baby.
93
was when they first...
So they got a team, like, 4 years after they made that joke in the movie.
Apparently.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes!
Yes!
Ah! Leia Thompson is still hot. That's all. That's the important part of that
blog. That was an interesting thing. She aged a hell of a lot better in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the mom?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen her lately.
Oh, well, let's punch it up. We can still record while we're punching it up.
How come you don't follow Tancast?
Yeah.
I don't do RSS feeds anymore.
Yeah, dickbag. Why didn't you follow your own fucking blog thing that you do? Sorry. It can't concentrate.
It's gonna take too long.
It's not gonna take too long.
He's stalking people's phone numbers.
What?
I don't know. You had a phone number punch in there.
Oh, that was to get Michael a haircut tomorrow.
Oh, I did see this blog.
Are you lying to me right now?
No. When you mentioned you were blogging all March, I went and looked real quick.
Look at that.
I mean, granted, those real-life pictures are probably photoshopped and whatnot.
Wait, she's just at an event. Like, this isn't like a stage.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah, no.
I saw her giving an interview for like the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future. I was like, fuck.
How old is she?
Marty, fuck your mother.
Marty!
You gotta hit that! You gotta get balls deep! Don't just settle for HJ!
It's from an episode of Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
HJ's!
Oh, fuck, that made me laugh. Did you watch Robot Chicken?
No, I keep meaning to.
Well, it's a Back to the Future reference, so you probably wouldn't
I wouldn't even care.
But they actually had Christopher Lloyd voicing Doc Brown, and like the setup to the joke is Marty goes, "You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?" And so he comes back with a different car. "You built a time machine out of a Miata?" And he comes back with a different car. Then like it's different. And then it was like the Wienermobile, and Marty McFly's just like, "No." And then he comes back with the Batmobile. He's like, "Oh, sweet! Can I have a ride?"
"Now's your chance, you judgmental prick." "Now, Amelia Earhart, Cleopatra are gonna give me HJs while we watch the Beatles at Shea. Then we're gonna kill a dinosaur."
But the way he delivers the line HJs made me shit myself.
I don't think I've ever even heard someone abbreviate that before. That's really funny.
I've never heard them pluralize it while abbreviating. Like, I've heard HJ, but not HJs. And certainly not HJs!
That's awesome.
I think that'll be the link noise for this mini episode.
HJs!
Oh, there's a link.
All right.
So we just ate at Red Lobster.
For the seafood lover in you.
So full.
Foolish.
And Noah convinced us all to get the
four-course meal.
Some of us are happier about that than others.
I'm sorry. No, I feel bad.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, well, I don't really feel bad.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I just like to say that. Sometimes I say things I don't mean. You're looking good.
What?
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You do look good. I'm shaking my head.
Jeff is not amused.
You're getting a little more gray hair.
No shit.
You're getting it in your beard.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting a lot of it in my beard.
I've had tons of gray hair for years.
You should get Just for Men beard.
They have it, right?
Yeah. Why? Why bother?
I don't really care.
So he can look fucking young and sexy.
He can't get any sexier.
Just a little more youth.
People generally say I look younger than I actually am.
Still. Cover that shit up. What are you, Mr. Fantastic? Fucking cover that shit up.
Yeah, it's just my dick.
So. Things.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Jeff about to wrap up? He's like, well,
I got a baby at home.
Are you talking about Miranda? Oh, baby.
Baby,
I thought you were making a disparaging remark.
Oh, no.
Baby, baby.
What the fuck are you doing?
Just singing Justin Bieber.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Justin Bieber?
Bieber.
Damn.
He can eat some wood.
Yeah, I bet he can. Because he's a gay. Not there's anything wrong with being gay.
I wonder if he really
unless
is.
You're gay with Justin Bieber, then shame on you. Get back in the closet.
Yeah.
Did you hear that R. Kelly had to explain what echo was to his fans?
What's echo?
The word echo.
Oh, like it doesn't have some sort of hip-hop meaning.
No,
just
like,
the concept of an echo.
Yes. Well. Like, he came with a song that it's had echo, and then he makes this video like, alright, some people, I guess, like, I need to make this video, here's what echo is.
No way.
You can find it on YouTube. R. Kelly explained echo.
HJs!
See, that's why I think fail booking is probably more real than not.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Ugh. We're not steaming up the windows.
But it's hot in here.
It fucking is hot.
I'm getting a little
it's hot and humid today.
I feel like I'm in
Boston. Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in Boston?
Yep.
Yeah, it's real humid there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never been to Boston.
I mean,
but...
especially in the summer, right? Not so much in the winter.
Right? That's a good breeze.
Thank you.
It's going on my ass crack.
You farted, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
No, that's where. I let you know.
I'd like to.
Do you really have one brewing?
No.
Oh.
You sounded so genuinely disappointed. No. I don't have a fart brewing.
None of us can make themselves fart in command, right?
No.
What would burp?
If you asked my wife, though, she would say that.
We had a roommate who could. We'd be like, Joe, fart.
Wow.
Got stuck in the air. How does that work?
It's just hanging out in there all the time?
I don't know how it does it, and I didn't question it.
How did you find out about it?
Explain the mechanics.
Because we were recording one time, and we're like, hey, Joe, we want to record one of your farts. Fart. And we snapped just to be funny. Like, hey, Joe, fart. And we snapped, and he just goes, and we're like, what the fuck?
That's amazing. That's
kind of, did he know he could do that command?
Skill somehow.
I don't know, and probably. Sorry, that was I don't know to Noah, and probably to Jeff.
All right.
Well.
On that farting note.
On that note.
Stay tuned. I'm going to do a taste test on these chips. Tim's already done it.
Yeah, I've taken the taste test, and they flunked.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Peace.
Thanks for being had.
And
oh, yeah. Like a pair of finger cuffs. Not a pair, just one finger cuff. Chinese finger cuffs. Don't leave us, Jeff.
I'm doing the closing music. You're doing it like your buddy Jeff leaving the car.
Remember, never trust Jess to not leave in the middle of your recording.
To be continued.
Thanks for listening to this episode of TanCast. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs, because we're not on iTunes anymore. But you can take our RSS feed, which is linked on TanCast.com, put it into your iTunes, and subscribe to us from there. And you've also got our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and our official TanCast store, all available at TanCast.com. As always, thank you to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme, and we will catch you next time on another exciting episode of TanCast.
TanCast.
Do you want to try these chips?
I really don't want to try anything now because I'm wicked.
I think when maybe we'll do it after, but I think we should record the whole thing, like, opening it back. I always like it on NPR when you hear all the rustling and, like, noises. I don't know. I like it. It makes me feel like I'm there.
Why does it have some random person's name and their location on the front of the bag?
Because these are contest bags of chips. Like, you got to send in the flavors you thought would be good, and then whatever sells the most or whatever gets voted on the most.
We'll get a vote.
Yeah.
So which one do you think's going to win?
I don't know. Apparently, from what I heard from the store, the chicken and waffles one is the one selling the best. But it's between the garlic bread and that sriracha.
Sriracha.
Yeah, those are the ones that people seem to like the best.
Are these two, which ones like
garlic
the best?
Bread?
Out of vomit or...
Wow, you don't like them all.
I don't particularly like them now.